Another day, another vault pod. Another episode. You know, TV's movies is what we got on the line this time. Got a couple things before that, like always. But, yep, TV's movies. Stick around. That's our topics this episode. So, Ethan's going to start us off with a solid little joke of the episode.
Yeah, I got a good joke today.
Do you?
Good one.
All right, I'm ready.
It's a classic.
I'm ready for it. Give it to me. I mean, give me the joke.
Ooh.
Ooh. I mean, Bush. It's just Christmas. I never got a Christmas present. I'm just kidding. Go.
What did the brother cell say to the sister cell when the brother stepped on her foot?
I don't know what.
Oh, mitosis.
Oh, my goodness. This is like science jokes. They're funny.
It's a good one.
But I don't understand it because I don't know what mitosis is. But hey, I get it though. Like, I've heard it, but I don't understand it. It's a funny one though. Can I just, I feel like Liz gave you that joke. I feel like that's a Liz joke.
Totally.
Yeah.
Totally a Liz joke.
It was a good one. That's probably why it was funny. Because yes. You would have never came up with one like that.
No, it's, my jokes are not good.
No. All right. Fact. Hey, I'm prepared this one. It's a short one, but I'm prepared. Okay. 88 years ago, December 27th, 1932, Radio City Music Hall opens in New York featuring the Rockettes. I feel like, hey, everyone knows Radio City Music Hall.
Yeah, who doesn't?
Yeah, I mean, it's in so many movies. I've seen it in person. Never been inside. Went to New York City, but I've seen it. It's cool. And let's be real, the Rockettes.
Right.
If you can kick that high, good for you. I can't.
If I could kick that high, I'd tear something.
If you could kick that high, you'd be on Radio City Music Hall stage.
Facts.
All right. You have a good Christmas?
Yeah, it was good. What about yours?
I mean, it was solid. Got to see some family I haven't seen in a while because, you know, COVID, but we all got together for Christmas, so that was good.
That was nice.
That was good. Hey, got a little present. Little dude wipes. Hey, ooh. Let me tell you. Boys, ladies, guys, girls. Hey, dude wipes. Let me tell you. Those things are nice. They help you out so much. You know, got to make sure your downstairs is clean, you know. Very, very nice. And my best way to describe it is, you know, you got swamp ass. But it's not like swamp ass. It's a fresh swamp ass. It's minty fresh. These were mint chill ones. Oh, boy. Your bum smells minty. You don't insert it. It's a little wipe. But, hey. You know those movies? Speaking of movies. You know the movies where it's like the girl's walking in a big field of wildflowers?
Yeah.
That's what your bum feels like afterwards. It's a fresh meadow. And we are not sponsored by Dude Wipes in any way. But I feel like I should be now. I just gave them the...
That was a solid shout-out.
Yeah, I mean, I didn't shout them out. I kind of did, but kinda. Hey.
Just a mention.
I showed them. I was detailing their product.
Okay.
Did you get any dude wipes?
No.
Hey, I'll get you some dude wipes.
Bet.
We're not sharing, though.
Oh.
We're not sharing dude wipes. No. All right, moving on. Like I said, we got our stuff out of the way early. We're just going to roll. This is a good one. I really feel like this is going to be heated. This may be a very heated podcast between us.
I doubt it.
No. I feel like you're going to have some stuff that I'm not going to like to hear. I may be a few explicits this one. Because I'm a movie aficionado. I like my TV shows too. But we're all about TVs and movie shows giving our opinions. Because that's what we do. And guess what? If you don't like it, it's our podcast.
It's our podcast.
We don't care.
Nobody.
All right. We're going to start off with TV shows.
Never gets old.
Never, never. TV shows. All right. What's your favorite TV shows?
Favorite TV show? My favorite is probably going to have to be The 100.
Never seen it.
Really?
Never seen it. Heard about it.
You'll have to. You'll have to.
I mean, Netflix, right?
Yeah, Netflix. The 100, all 7 seasons are right there right now.
Hey.
Wait, no. There might be 12 seasons. No, it's 7.
It's there's your favorite 7 show, seasons. And you don't even know how many seasons there are?
Yeah, no, I'm pretty sure there's 7. I'm gonna have to check that.
Hey, you should know. That's all I'm saying. And while you're looking this up, hey, we're figuring things out. I mean, look at us.
Two mics.
Two mics again? Two working mics?
Seven seasons.
There we go. All right. Is that all you got for TV shows? You're not going to say any more favorites?
Oh, I got one more. One more. I watch it whenever Liz is home. Grey's Anatomy. It's a good one.
All right. I'm going to say this very quietly because I know Liz is listening. Grey's Anatomy, not that great.
Why?
I don't know. Just like I've seen episodes. I've never seen like consecutive episodes. I've just seen episodes here and there. So I've always felt like I'm trying to piece it together. So that may be why I don't like it. But it's just like, I don't know. I'm not a big like medical... Like, I don't like, the medical field, people that are in it, praise them, good for them. There's just something I'm not into, so I guess that's why I don't really like it.
Yeah.
But okay. I'm like, medical movies, like, Chicago Fire, Chicago PD, like, my parents watch those. I don't like those.
I don't like those either, as far as, you know, Chicago Fire, stuff like that, because they're not very accurate in what they do, or, you know, what the stuff they use and the stuff they do in the show itself. But Grey's Anatomy, for the most part, is pretty on point.
Okay. Maybe I should give it a try. There's a lot of seasons, though, but hey.
16.
Yeah, see.
To be exact.
There's like, what, 80 episodes a season, it feels like? It's probably like 10.
It feels like that.
It feels like it.
There's, each episode is about 45 minutes to an hour.
Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah, so, I mean, those take a while.
A long while.
A long while.
And that... If I'm not playing Call of Duty, I'm watching Grey's Anatomy. And that's it.
That takes up like your whole day then.
Yes. That's when I said that's it.
That's it.
That's it.
You don't even eat. It's just Grey's Anatomy and Call of Duty.
No.
You got a favorite on Grey's Anatomy? Dr.
Grey's Anatomy?
Grey's Anatomy? You got a favorite?
McDreamy.
I'm more of a McSteamy guy, but hey, we'll agree to disagree. we'll agree to disagree.
Okay.
My favorite, I just started it. I'm like almost done. I got one more season left. Peaky Blinders. Boy, let me tell you. If you like illegal things.
Who doesn't?
With slightly legal things, some betting, some gambling, some 1920s gangs in London led by Thomas Shelby and a little extracurricular on the side. Hey, Peaky Blinders is for you. It's so good. It was even on my top 10 because I'd never seen it, but it quickly jumped up to number one. Number two, Brooklyn Nine-Nine with Andy Samberg and Terry Crews.
Yeah.
Funny. Yeah. Love that show. Number three, The Ranch. Love The Ranch.
The Ranch is great.
Absolutely. Ashton Kutcher. Fantastic. Sam Elliott. What a
fantastic
guy. Great mustache. I'm going to throw that out there.
Yeah.
Danny Masterson should still be on the show.
Fantastic.
But Fantastic Rooster. Oh, love that show. That's a great show.
Oh.
Yeah?
Yeah.
I don't think that was a rooster by any means.
No, I don't know what that was.
It sounded like he was dying. I thought he was like calling for help.
That was more like a crow.
I don't even know if crows sound like that.
A dying one does.
I think anything dying sounds like that.
I forgot to mention a show, actually. The show You.
I've never seen that show.
You need to.
Do I?
Yes.
You need to see You?
Dexter.
I've seen Dexter.
I've seen all of it.
I've never finished it, but I've almost seen it all.
I've seen every second of every episode.
It's not that bad of a show. I like it.
He just never gets caught, ever.
He really doesn't. I mean...
No.
He's solid. He knows what he's doing.
Every season ends as he's getting ready to get caught, and he just doesn't.
Guess what? He doesn't.
No, because he's Dexter.
Never. He's Dexter. I did
forget. Nobody.
Community. It's on Netflix. It's got Joe McHale.
Okay.
Ken Jeong's in it. Okay. It's got Donald Glover, the rapper.
Yeah.
Chevy Chase. He's in it. It's about people like a community college, and they're all like a study group, and it's so funny. Like, because you know Joe McHale, Chevy Chase, like...
Yeah.
It's just like... Oh, and then Kim Jong's actually the Spanish teacher.
Kim Jong-un?
No.
Oh.
Ken Jeong, not Kim.
Hmm.
Ken Jeong.
Old Kimmy.
You know the guy that was the Asian in the Hangover?
Yes. Okay, I was making sure.
Yeah. That jumps out of the trunk naked. But he's a Spanish teacher, and it's really fun. All right, well, I guess we'll move on to movies now. I mean, TV shows is kind of short because, I mean, do you have like a... Okay, here, we'll talk about TV shows real quick. What do you think about like reality TV shows? Like Keeping Up with the Kardashians, garbage. I couldn't even finish that before I said garbage. I was so ready to get garbage out of my mouth. I was like, Keeping Up with the Garbage.
Reality, Big Brother.
That's not bad.
It's not a bad one. The Bachelor and Bachelorette. They're okay.
I feel like it's weird for a guy like me, a 22-year-old dude, to just sit at home and watch The Bachelor. The Bachelorette.
See, I don't watch it by myself.
See, you got Liz. I don't have anybody.
I watch it with her and her parents.
See, I don't have anybody.
Yeah. That would be weird to sit at home and watch it by yourself.
Yeah. I'll start giving myself roses.
To think, hey, I want to watch that right now.
Oh my God, not Becky. I think Trisha's better.
No. He's cheating on you.
Yes.
With 30 other women.
Yeah, that's basically what it is. Okay, would you consider like competition shows, reality shows, like America's Got Talent, or those competition shows?
Those are competition shows.
Okay. I didn't know what you just, like America's Got Talent, solid.
They're all rigged, but...
Oh, explain. This is juicy. I want to know why you think they're rigged.
So, not necessarily rigged, but they definitely decide who gets to be on TV.
Oh, yeah. I mean, they,
you know what I mean?
Yeah, they're... I mean, you go through like a process before, right. And then they put some bad ones on and some good ones to equal it. But I thought you meant like it was rigged, like they know who the winner is from day one.
They could.
You think that?
Yeah.
Ooh.
That's why American Idol went downhill.
American Idol went downhill when Simon Cowell, Paul Abdul, and Randy Jackson left.
Like I said.
Oh, because it was rigged?
Because it was rigged. Oh, that's why they left.
Oh, you saying they figured it out, it was rigged.
Oh, they knew it was rigged all along.
Oh. I think America Got Talent is a better one anyway.
Yes. Because Simon's like, on there.
Yeah. Well, he's got a hurt back now.
Really?
Back surgery, yeah, he like really bad.
From sitting down?
No, not from sitting down. Like he got in an accident. I don't know. Look it up. I'm not gonna look it up because that's way off topic. But keeping on the America's Got Talent thing, there's so many like Got Talent shows. Like, have you seen videos of people like from Indonesia's Got Talent popping up on Facebook? I'm like, I didn't even know there was an Indonesia Got Talent.
Oh, any country?
Yeah, they got one. Like Turkey's Got Talent. No, that turkey gobbles. I was hoping you'd get my joke and you'd alright, I guess we'll move on to movies.
Yeah, movies.
You got any favorites? We'll start off with favorites.
All time, the best movie out there. Tombstone.
Okay, this is your best movie, or you think it should be everyone's best movie?
I think on a rating scale, regardless of if you think it is or is not the best movie ever, it is.
No, I love Tombstone.
It's a great movie.
I'm gonna say it's my top five.
That's fair.
I don't know if I can sneak it into three. My three is gonna be a little hot, but it's definitely my top five. It may be four, honestly. Tombstone is. I love Tombstone. I guarantee though, you go to New York City, you can ask 100 people, and Tombstone probably wouldn't even be in their top 50.
They probably don't even know what Tombstone is.
Yeah, they're like, what? What's a tombstone?
Oh, the thing in the cemetery?
I don't even know if they know what a cemetery is. They just probably think people just float down the Hudson.
Where do they bury people in New York?
In New York City. They float them down the Hudson and just say, bye-bye.
We'll see ya.
Yeah, no shit.
Bye now.
Bye now. Just push them. See if a shark eats them or something. I don't know if there's sharks in the Hudson.
Yeah. No, right. I have like a top five, four-ish. Not in any specific order, other than Tombstone. That's obviously number one.
Clear-cut number one for Ethan, Tombstone. I respect it.
Wedding Crashers.
Adam
Sandler in it.
Oh, my goodness.
It's a good one. Forrest Gump.
Forrest Gump's good. That's an all-time classic.
Titanic.
Oh, don't. Okay. Here's my thing. Titanic as a movie? What? Why? Like, okay, I get it if you want to, like, watch it, but, like... Go into the theater, you know what's going to happen in the movie. The ship is going to sink. Like, oh, you're sitting there for 5 hours. That's the longest movie ever to me. You just sit there for 5 hours just to watch a ship sink. I promise you, I knew it was going to sink. Everyone knows the ship's going to sink. I don't want to set for 5 hours and just watch it slowly sink in the water. But I will give Leonardo DiCaprio, great actor.
Good actor.
We'll get into that later. But Titanic, really. Why do you like it? Let me ask you that. That's the more important question. What is going through your mind that's like, hey, the Titanic, great movie. I know it's going to sink. I know it's just a big-ass ship that's going to hit an iceberg because the captain's a dumbass. Whatever. You tell me why.
I just like the history behind it. It's got a lot of historical...
We're both done. Hey, that's our one piece for the pod. So
I like how much historical facts it has within the movie itself. Not necessarily the movie.
No, you just liked the nude painting scene, didn't you?
No.
You liar.
You mean in the car?
I mean...
Oh, the painting. Yeah. I was thinking about the
other scene. Hey, if you can paint someone nude in the car as you're driving, props to you, dude. That's impressive. Hey,
yeah.
They make Teslas now. You could probably do that.
Tesla will do it for you.
Put that thing on autopilot. Just start painting away there, Van Gogh. All right, continue.
That's it. That's all good. Grown-ups.
Grown-ups 1 or 2?
1.
Okay, because 2 was eh.
2 was eh. Where he peed in the pool. Eh.
No, that was 1.
Eh, yeah.
That was definitely 1.
Yeah, I know.
Oh, okay. I think they went to a pool in 2 as well.
Yeah.
Yeah, but 1 was better.
Oh, 1 was definitely better. Peeing,
and then Kevin James with the KFC bucket on his head.
Yes.
Great scene. All right, I guess I'll get into my favorites. You ready for this?
No.
1? Of all time.
No.
Top Gun.
Nope. Oh.
Yeah,
no.
Top Gun. No. Top Gun.
Tombstone?
No. 4. There's number 4.
Tombstone?
Tombstone's 4. Top Gun 1.
Tombstone.
4.
1.
Top Gun.
Tombstone.
4.
They only made 3 Top Guns, so.
There's only 1 Top Gun.
Ooh. Number, what movie am I thinking of?
I don't know. Top Gun's coming out. 2. Top Gun Maverick is coming out.
Oh, yeah. That's what I'm thinking of.
Also got a nephew named Maverick. Not going to say I had any influence in that, but I kind of did. But we'll just leave it at that.
Okay. So, Top Gun.
1 is Top Gun. 2, The Lion King. The original Lion King.
See, I wasn't thinking about movies like that.
Yeah. The Lion King. Oh, that's number 2 of all time. Number 3, The Sandlot.
That's a great movie.
Love that movie. Oh, that's such a good... I got some PF Flyers from The Sandlot. The Sandlot edition, yeah. PF Flyers. Oh, beautiful.
It's awesome.
4, Tombstone. Are you happy?
Very. Okay, except if it was number 1.
No, 1's Top Gun. We just established this.
Sorry.
I don't know if you can hear me, but 1 is Top Gun. 1, Top Gun.
I hear you very loud and clear. Tombstone.
4. We ain't getting into like a who's on first situation now.
What's on second?
I don't know. It's on third. Who's on first? All right. We can't get off topic because me and you can do this all day. We can do this all day. Yeah, we can do that all day. I don't want to do that.
Yeah, so that was your favorite movies. Yes. Favorite genres of movies?
Oh, I mean...
I'll go first.
Oh, hey, yeah.
Me first.
I thought you was asking me. I'm sorry. You go... Hey, by all means, you go first.
I was asking out loud so I could answer.
Oh, you're just asking yourself. I'm like a big old mirror here right now. Okay, let's proceed.
Rom-coms. Garbage. Romantic comedies.
Didn't you cry at the kissing booth, too?
And one.
He says, and one. Sorry, I had to throw you under the bus there, but we just had to show everyone how much you like. Okay, hey, I will say this real
quick. Did you watch it?
No, I didn't watch it.
You need to come over and watch it. We'll watch it
together. I'm not going to watch it because I don't be sitting on your couch with
crying
you.
Crying with
you,
me?
No, not crying with you. I feel it'll be like me sitting at home watching The Bachelorette. Like you, me sitting on your couch watching The Kissing Booth with you while you're crying.
I was watching with Liz.
Yeah, me and Liz will both make fun of you.
She cried. Also.
She's probably crying laughing at you.
It's possible.
I'll say this, though. The Notebook, that's a good movie. That's a rom-com.
That's a rom-com.
That's a good movie.
Pretty much anything with Adam Sandler in it is a rom-com.
Nah.
Pretty much. Anything that he makes, like, today.
Have you seen Uncut Gems? That's not a rom-com.
That's that Adam in it?
Huh? Yeah.
Adam in
it. It has Adam in it. It's where he's a jeweler and all that. Really good movie. It's probably his best movie ever.
That's the only one I haven't seen. I've seen every other movie.
I promise you, this may be his best movie ever.
Bedtime Stories.
Great. Jack and Jill. That's not a rom-com.
That's a funny one.
That's a funny... He's more of a comedian. Like a comedy movie.
Yeah.
Than he is a rom-com.
Grown-ups. Grown-ups 2.
Neither one of those are rom-coms.
No.
So I'm starting to think you like comedy more than you like rom-coms. I think you just like Adam Sandler.
Yeah. No, we'll go with that.
Yeah, okay. But I'm saying... There's... Oh, that cut out really bad. I'm sorry. I stopped. Like, when we stop talking, it cuts out and it freaks me out. So I'm still getting used to that. The Notebook. We're not getting on Adam Sandler right now. The Notebook. You ever seen it?
Yeah.
Great movie.
Like, twice.
It's got Ryan Gosling in it.
Yeah.
Great guy.
Yeah.
His name's Noah in it. I think it takes place in Savannah, Georgia. Hey, look at me. I know my facts. All right, continue. I'm sorry. I just wanted to show how much to everyone I know about The Notebook.
Action.
Oh, yeah, for sure. Action's my number one.
Fast and Furious, as far as under the action category.
Yeah, I was going to get there. I was going to go favorite series after you asked me that. So we're going to... Hey, hold off on that for a second.
Oof.
It's okay. It's okay. You didn't know.
Baby.
You didn't know. We got our notes. I forgot to add it. I just thought about it. So, hey.
Okay.
Genres. We're still on genres. Action. Rom-com.
Mystery.
Oh, like, what kind of mystery do you
Goosebumps.
Mean? You're so quick with that. Goosebumps.
Have you seen the Goosebumps movie?
I have not.
It's a good one.
Is it?
Yes.
So, have you seen Knives Out?
No.
It's got...
the Knives Out.
No, it's got Chris Evans, Jamie Lee Curtis in it. It's like this guy writes murder mystery novels, like the grandpa does.
Okay.
And then he gets killed at his birthday party. And then they bring in Daniel Craig, who's the new James... Well, not the new James Bond, but he's James Bond, you know?
Yeah.
He comes in, he's like a private investigator, he's working with the cops, and like he interviews everyone. It's like a mystery. It's like a murder mystery movie about like a murder mystery guy that writes it. So it's kind of cool. You need to watch it. I'll let you borrow it. It's really good. I liked it. Just came out last year, I think, but it's really good.
Okay.
Mystery? I like that.
Goosebumps.
I think you're just a fan of Goosebumps and not mystery movies.
Yeah, pretty much.
Okay, number one, we'll go. Now, do I get a turn to talk, like answer mine, since you, or do you just want to keep on letting yourself talk and just?
Yeah, I jumped right into two different segments there, didn't I?
Yeah, I mean, hey, if you want to just let this be your podcast, I'll sit here and just be a peanut gallery for you if you want me to.
I don't like listening to myself talk.
Well, you're doing a pretty good job of it so far.
Your turn.
One, action for sure. I like action movies, like especially like war movies, like. True war movies. Oh, love those. Pearl Harbor, so good. Midway's good. Saw that. Hacksaw Ridge. I mean, American Sniper. Love all those.
American Sniper's a good one.
Two would be comedies. I love any type of comedy. If you got Kevin Hart, Will Ferrell, Adam Sandler. I mean.
Kevin James.
Kevin James.
Paul Blart.
Paul Blart.
Mall Cop.
Not Paul Walker.
One and two.
Not Paul Walker. Yeah, he had a little goof up before that. We were talking about this, just getting prepared. I'm going to throw you under the bus here. I'm sorry.
Fine.
And we was talking about comedians, and he goes, yeah, the big one, Paul Walker. And I was like, that's, I think you're thinking of Paul Blart, and that's Kevin James. And he goes, yeah, that guy. So that's Ethan, everybody. And then number three, I'm going to go scary movies. I love scary movies. I love a good spook, which, hey, if we're still doing this in October, you're going to learn all about that. And I hope we are doing this in October.
Oh, we're doing it in October.
Even if we stop, hey, we're coming back for Spooktober.
Oh, for sure.
All right, yeah. Action, comedy, scary. Okay. Any scary. Like The Shining, that's an OG scary movie. I love that. You ever seen The Shining?
No. But
got
I've seen clips.
Red Rum.
Stands for murder.
Yes. Here's Johnny. Okay, continue.
Is that from that?
Yeah, because he busts through his tag. Well, but his name is Jack in there. I don't know why he said there. Maybe it's not. I don't know. I haven't seen that movie in a while.
Okay.
All right. Okay, since I brought it up, favorite movie series, Fast and Furious, for sure.
Yeah, I agree with you on that.
They're all good. People are like, Tokyo Drift's garbage. Wrong.
That's the best one out there.
That's wrong.
Now it's not you're the
best.
Wrong.
It's not the best. It's not the best.
No, number five.
Five's good, where they're in Rio.
Or six.
Six is good. I like three.
Which is Tokyo Drift.
No, I'm thinking.
Oh, you're thinking chronological.
Not chronological. That'd be chronological. I'm thinking of when like they are supposed to take place. Not when they were released.
The chronological storyline.
Yeah. So okay. Three. So it'd be really it'd be number the Fast one. And the Furious.
Yeah.
Because it was Fast and Furious. No, it was the Fast and the Furious. Two Fast and Furious. Fast and Furious Tokyo Drift. Fast and Furious. I like Fast and Furious, where Letty gets popped. Supposedly.
Yeah, supposedly.
She comes back. Spoiler alert, Letty comes back.
Yeah.
Never seen Harry Potter, so I can't throw that one out there.
That's unfortunate.
Yeah. Okay, here's my thing. People are going to come at me for that one. I understand.
Good.
And it's... Here's my thing. I tried reading the books, and I didn't like the books, so I never watched the movies. I'm like, I'm not going to like this. So, my thing is, if I... I feel like if I gave the movies a chance, I would feel like I may like it, because I can actually see everything. Maybe it's just the books I don't like. I don't know.
I can't get started in the books.
It depends on the book. Like, if it's like a war book or like something like I'm very interested in. Oh, wow. Let's just make... We were doing so good on background noises until you just had to mess it all up. I think I'm moving this chair first, but hey, I'm going to rat you out. Anyway, we don't need to get into books.
There it is.
All right. Yeah. I'll get
no
it all
books.
Out.
No books.
But... You got a favorite series besides Fast and Furious? Some people like The Hobbit or The Lord of the Rings, which are also solid.
Never got into it.
I lied. I got my number two, Star Wars.
Star Wars is a good one.
Oh, lied. That's number three. Number two is The Avengers. I like The Avengers.
Okay.
Because DC has nothing on Marvel.
Correct.
Yeah, Thor. Ugh, my dude. I look like
Thor. Yeah, mine goes Fast and Furious, Harry Potter... It pretty much stops right there. I like those movies you just mentioned.
Star Wars, Avengers.
No, Avengers. Yeah.
Avengers, not the Ventures. Avengers.
I know what I said.
Yeah, everyone and it knows.
It wasn't right.
But you know what you said. All right, I'll quit correcting you. We'll just move on. Everyone will just move on.
Okay.
All right.
Move on.
You got a favorite line of a movie?
I got two favorite lines.
Oh, two favorite lines?
You tell him I'm coming, and Hell's coming with me. You hear? Hell's coming with me.
I mean, for everyone that doesn't know, tell them what it's from. I know what it's from. Tell them what it's from.
Tombstone.
Number one?
Number one?
No, I'm saying that Tombstone's number one.
Oh, yeah. Number one. I'm glad you got it.
I'm telling it for you.
Yeah.
I literally gave it to you, and you just moved on. You didn't acknowledge what I was giving you.
Number one.
Two, four. It's okay. Four.
Whatever.
You lost it now.
I have one more favorite line.
Got it.
Same movie. I've got two guns, one for each of you.
Oh, Tombstone?
Also Tombstone.
I know you said it before that.
I did.
Hey. I'll go a line off my favorite movie.
Okay.
You know, you gave him the finger. Yeah, you know? The bird. I'm sorry. I hate it when it does that old goose when he's talking to... That's my favorite one. And then number two, I'll just go all off of my favorite, couple favorite movies. Number two, off The Sandlot, when Ham's arguing, you play ball like a girl! And they're all like... That was like an insult. Still is. I don't play ball like a girl. I mean... You coming at me. I know there's better softball players than me. Hey, Jenny Finch, don't come after me. I know you're better than me. You can strike me out. I get it.
Definitely.
Yeah, but hey, I'm not coming at you. And this is off Midway. I just saw it about the Battle of Midway. So they're getting ready to go back out there and like surprise the Japs. And they don't have, they're undermanned. They're all that. They're in the mess hall. They're eating and no one's talking. And their CO, their commanding officer, was trying to get them pumped up, and he gives them a speech and all that. And one of the CO's best friends looks at everyone, smacks the table, and goes, "We'll give them a slacking," and I just will die every time with that because he's got a country accent, and he goes, "We'll give them a slacking," and I'm like, "That's the best part of the whole movie because like it's so silent." It's like a 30-second silence, and it's just a table smack. We'll give them a slacking. And I'm like, great. That's the best part.
That's fantastic.
Makes me laugh every time.
Yeah.
All right. I think this is going to be one of the heated topics. I feel like our opinions on movies, TV shows have been pretty fair so far.
Yeah.
But hey, this coming up, I'm looking at the notes right now. It's going to get very interesting. We may have people coming and cancel us, especially older people, because I know some of my opinions about what's coming up. You want to tell the people what's coming up? Tell them.
This is our podcast.
Nobody. I felt weird saying nobody. That's your
problem. Yeah, that's my thing.
We don't care.
Nobody. actors and actresses.
Okay.
I'll let you go first.
Favorites,
yep. List me your favorites and then your not so favorite, and then I'll go after you.
We go with actors or actresses first.
Doesn't matter.
We'll go actors, favorites, not so favorites, and then actresses, favorites, not so favorites. Sound good?
Yeah.
All right. Actors, my favorite, my little Pooh Bear, Ryan Reynolds. Oh. That dude is just...
He's a darling.
He is an absolute darling. Number two, definitely John Krasinski. Love that guy.
Okay.
I love him. Three, Ashton Kutcher. Love Ashton Kutcher.
I'm with you on that
one. He's very solid. And I'd say tied with... I'll give him like a 3A, 3B. 3A, Ashton Kutcher. 3B, Chris Hemsworth.
Okay.
Like Thor.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Okay.
And then four? We'll go four and five. 4 or 5. Kevin Hart. He's an actor now.
Yeah, he is.
He's funny. He makes me laugh.
Every time.
He makes my stomach tickle. Like, I feel like he's tickling me.
That's he makes mine hurt. I laugh so hard.
Yeah, I feel like he's tickling me through the TV. I don't know if that's possible, but I feel like... Okay, I don't have a five, but yeah. Ryan Reynolds, John Krasinski, Chris Hemsworth, Ashton Kutcher. What you got? Oh, I got to do... You do your favorites, and then we'll get into not-so-favorites.
Okay. For actors, Adam Sandler
is my top one. I didn't see that one coming. Ooh. Whoa, what the... Where'd that one come from? Never saw that
Leo
one.
Leo DiCaprio. Oh. Leonardo.
Oh, I was about to say Leo. You know, like, first name basis? Like, definitely you're that good friends?
No.
Oh, okay.
Leonardo DiCaprio.
Solid. Hey, he should have won more awards than he's won. We'll just throw it out there. More Oscars.
Kevin James.
Oh.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah.
Paul Walker.
He's not alive anymore. Paul Walker.
Yeah. Obviously.
Yeah.
R.I.P. To him. I love that
Ashton
dude.
Kutcher.
I like Paul Walker.
Yeah.
I'm going to cry. I'm not going to lie. I cried at Fast and Furious 7 when he died.
Yeah, I was sad.
In the theater.
I was sad also.
In the theater. I teared up.
I didn't cry because I didn't go watch it in theaters.
I watched it in theater. When it was like, it's been a long... And then they see each other and they look at each other with Dom and him. And they look, I was like, oh, shit. I felt it.
You just lost it.
I lost it. I cried like a baby. That's the only time I've cried during a movie, I think. I lied. I cried during Free Willy when I was a kid because that movie's sad. You ever seen Free Willy?
Yes,
that's a
many
sad
times.
Movie.
That thing was on repeat when
that's
I was a kid.
That's a sad movie.
Yeah.
Okay.
It is.
Oh, well, okay. So, not so favorite actors now. Ben Affleck.
Okay.
Hot garbage. I think he's way overrated. He was a shitty Batman. I was going to say something else, but I already started I was going to say crappy, then I realized, hey, I started so I can't go I had to finish shitty. I'm sorry. Shitty Batman.
He's not sorry.
Nobody. Robert Pattinson, the Twilight movies. We're going to get into that real quick.
Garbage.
It's like the Polar Express and Ranch.
Oh, boy. Don't get him started. Don't get him started.
We're going on a rampage now, boys. Garbage. Robert Pattinson. And now he's going to be Batman. What's Batman going to do? Twinkle through the night sky?
Yeah.
I love how you just go, yeah. You know what? This one, we got. I know. Oh, kick the stand. This may upset some people. George Clooney. I'm not going to say he's a bad actor. He's not my favorite.
He's slightly overrated.
Not slightly. He's overrated. People are like, my mom likes him. You talk about George Clooney in front of my mom, and she's like, ugh. I'm like, hey, yo. I get it. You think he's good looking, but hey, tone that down.
George's best movie, Oh, Brother, Where Art Thou?
That was good.
For sure.
But he was in Ocean's movies. The Ocean's 8. Those are good movies. I like those movies. But I think he's overrated. I don't see all the hype behind him. I think people just put into him like, hey, he's good looking. No. Just because my mom likes him and my grandma likes him and a bunch of older people and a bunch of younger people like him doesn't mean I have to like him. I don't like him, okay? Jeez. I'm going to go add someone to my favorites real quick because I just thought of him. Jason Statham.
See, I don't know who that is.
Yeah, you do.
Probably.
He's the, I can't think of his name now.
Yeah?
He's the bad guy, the bald bad guy in the Fast and Furious movies. Not okay. The Rock.
Okay.
He talked like this.
Yeah, no, I know who you're talking about. Yeah.
And me doing that, I sounded nothing like him.
No, not at all.
But, yeah, he's a badass.
Yeah.
Like, fantastic. All right, give me your not-so-favorites.
Actors?
Yeah.
Liam Neeson.
Dude, okay. I agree with this wholeheartedly. He's not a bad actor.
No, he's not a bad actor.
I think the thing what holds him back, and you, I'll let you go ahead. You tell me why you don't like him, and then we'll see. We'll go.
Same reason why you don't like him.
Because every movie's the exact same.
The exact same.
I think if he ventured out, hey, he'd be pretty good.
Yeah.
Be pretty good.
Like, throw him in the Titanic.
No, oh my God. You throw him in the Titanic, he'll try to save it. He'll be like, the ship's not going down. And he'll be like, I know you took the captain. He'll be like, it'll be like a whole, hey, I'd watch the Titanic then. I may watch it then. He'd be like, punching the iceberg. Be like, you destroyed my ship. Punching it.
And that would be funny.
I'd watch it then.
It'd turn it from a rom-com, or no, it just a rom, into a com.
So it turned into a rom-com?
There's a slash in there.
Yeah, rom slash com.
Yeah. Rom-com.
All right, continue.
Edward Norton.
Oh.
The Hulk.
Yeah, I know. Mark Ruffalo's a better Hulk. I think we can all agree that.
Yeah, I agree.
I'm not a big Edward Norton fan. I could honestly name you one movie he's in, and that's The Incredible Hulk. Because I don't like him.
That's all I can remember from. Favorite actresses. What you got on that?
I mean, do I really have to explain who my number one is?
I mean, I got a long list, but...
favorite actresses? I'll let you go first. You go first, by all means.
Anna... This is in no order. No order. But just five.
Okay.
Anna Kendrick.
Respectable.
Definitely number one.
No order. This is in no order by any means, guys. I promise it's no order. Anna Kendrick, definitely number one. All right.
Anna Kendrick. Jennifer Aniston.
Oh, God. Good Lord.
Here's one that's underrated. Sandra Bullock.
Oh, Speed? Love that movie. We're going to go back to Jennifer Aniston real quick because she was in Friends. What do you think of the movie Friends? Or TV show Friends?
Meh.
Meh? I love that. I love Friends. It's a great show. Continue. Sandra Bullock. Speed? Love Speed.
Mila Kunis.
Boy, you looking at my list now.
Natalie Portman.
Oh, she was in Thor. Yep, Jane. Love you too.
Jane.
I just kissed the mic.
Yeah, you'll have that.
I think her name was Jane. Oh, that wasn't the... Let's see real quick. Her name was definitely Jane.
Yeah.
I promise you it was Jane. Yeah, it was Jane Foster. I know Thor.
Yeah, your favorites.
Favorites?
What you got?
Hailing all the way from Dalby, Queensland, Australia. The beautiful angel. Born on July 2nd, 1990. God's gift to the earth. The absolutely wonderful, beautiful, talented...
Margot Robbie. There she is.
Hey, the boy knows his stuff.
Yeah, he does.
Margot Robbie, if you're listening to this, I'm going to say this one last time.
It's not
for
be
the
last
episode.
Time. There you go.
Probably won't even be the last time for the episode. You're beautiful. You are talented. And you just keep doing you. And maybe one day I'll run into you in the wild. Maybe one day you'll be on the vault. Maybe one day I can get you a cool new vault t-shirt. Hey.
Hey, we got them.
Hey. Maybe one day we'll get some vault t-shirts for everybody. But hey, there's three vault t-shirts right now out there in the world right now. And guess what? If you want one, let us know. Let us know. We may start making vault t-shirts. Anyway, yeah. Margot Robbie. absolutely beautiful. Number two, My Little Pooh Bear's side piece, Blake Lively. Going back, you know, my Pooh Bear, Ryan Reynolds.
Okay.
His side piece,
yeah.
Blake Lively. Because I'm his main attraction, obviously.
Okay.
Blake Lively. I was going to say Mila Kunis, but I don't want to take yours because you stole off my list.
Mutual agreement.
I could go somewhere else. I can go, just off the top of my head, Jordana Brewster, who is all Fast and Furious.
Yeah.
Yeah. She's very pretty. Gal Gadot, Wonder Woman. She's pretty. I like her. I'm just saying pretty now. I'm getting in my head. I don't think that I'm going off how I feel about their acting. But they're good actors, too.
Yeah.
And Gal Gadot was also in Fast and Furious. So I think I have a thing for people in Fast and Furious. Except for Vin Diesel. No. Get out of here. Go.
Gone.
I mean, he's not bad. He's just not Paul Walker or Gal Gadot or Jordana Brewster or Jason Statham. All right, where are we at now?
Not so favorite actresses.
Not so favorite.
Sorry.
Go ahead.
I'll go first.
Okay, you go first.
I forgot one on the actors because I saw the name Taylor and I just thought it was a girl. Taylor Lautner.
Oh, dude looks like an alpaca. Have you seen those memes? He looks like an alpaca. I promise you. Have you seen him?
Yeah.
He looks like an alpaca, and I mean it's quite funny.
Yeah.
Yeah. Taylor Lautner.
Anyway, actresses: Angelina Jolie, overrated.
Okay.
Garbage, as you would say.
I mean, I personally wouldn't go that far, but hey, you can't use my garbage unless I agree that it's garbage.
Okay. Jessica Alba. Garbage.
No.
Oh.
I love how you added like a question mark with like garbage? No, not garbage.
Lindsay Lohan.
Garbage.
Absolute. So here's how I see it. You know, they'll have a good movie or two.
Yeah. Parent Trap, I won't lie, Parent Trap is good. Maybe it was once she grew up she became garbage.
Yes.
I feel like that's
garbage. Garbage. Yeah, we're not doing this. Cheese?
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 No.
Cheese.
No.
Garbage?
No.
Tombstone? Trash.
No. One.
Four. One. All right. Lindsay Lohan. Garbage.
Yeah.
What was yours saying? You said something about good movies.
So I feel like they've all had good movies. Everybody that I've named under the bad actor or actress.
That's two for the
pod. I'm illiterate, sorry. Yeah, I know. they all have good movies, but they just don't shine.
You know who does shine? Robert Pattinson, because he twinkles.
Batman.
Sorry. I feel like I'm just taking shots at Twilight now, because we talked about Taylor Lautner. I talked about Robert Pattinson. Guess who's number one on my girls list? Kristen Stewart.
Ooh.
Garbage.
Garbage.
If you don't know, Twilight, garbage apparently.
Yeah, not that's apparently. Full take.
Okay. I'm not going to say these are bad actresses. I think they're a little overrated. They have good movies. I just think at times they're not that good. They're a little overrated.
Yeah.
Megan Fox.
Okay.
I mean, let's be real. She's pretty.
She's very pretty.
She's pretty. She's not Margot Robbie.
No.
She's pretty.
Yes.
She's a little overrated. Yes. She does. I feel like she'd be better on she does like 15 episodes of New Girl. That's her niche. Or how do you say it? Niche. Niche. I don't know how to say it. Whatever. I'm illiterate. I don't know how to say stuff. I'm from Potosi. That's what you get. That's where she needs to be.
Yeah.
Because she did good in that. But like Transformers, that one scene.
Rough.
No, I was talking about the bike scene.
Oh.
Smoke show.
Yeah.
But not that great. Here's another one. Jennifer Lawrence. The Hunger Games was good.
It was good.
But outside of that. What she got?
Nothing really.
I can't think of anything. Here's my thing. She's good. She's decent. I won't say she's not my top. She's She's like honorable mention, like she's in, but she's that gray area in between her and Megan Fox. It's okay.
Okay.
I'm gonna go back to a favorite movie of mine because I forgot it. Don't know how I forgot it because my beautiful, beautiful angel Margot Robbie was in it. The Wolf of Wall Street. That is an absolute. That's a great movie. I've watched that movie like 100 times, and it's so good. It's like 3 hours long, but so good. Have you ever seen it?
Yeah.
Okay, I was. Excuse me. Never. The way seen you it were looking at me, I was like, I don't think you've seen it. I'm really scared.
I have not.
You haven't?
No.
Oh my god! You just said yes.
Yeah, I was agreeing with you.
I'll bring it over. We can watch it.
Good. We can watch The Kissing Booth.
We will not watch The Kissing Booth.
One and two.
I'd rather watch Harry Potter than watch The Kissing Booth.
We can do that too.
No, not two. Not two. We can one? Do that.
Tombstone?
Cheese?
No. No cheese. No cheese.
Okay. What are you watching right now? Anything you're watching right now?
Grey's Anatomy.
Grey's Anatomy and Call of Duty. We already established that,
I feel like. Yeah, season 12, I think. 10 or 11. 11 or 12, I think.
Okay. I'm finishing up Peaky Blinders because, you know, great show. I love Peaky Blinders. Other than that, I just started Ballers on HBO Max.
Okay.
With The Rock in it.
Yeah.
Not too bad. I've only seen like 3 episodes. So, I mean, you know, I'm sure it'll pick up. It's not that bad. But other than that, I'm not really watching anything. I mean, sports, I guess. But that's not a TV show or a movie.
No, that's just sports.
But while we're talking about sports, sport movies, love those.
Yeah.
Denzel Washington, solid.
Okay.
Remember the Titans?
Yeah.
Okay, we're going to go back to movies real quick. What's your favorite sport movie? Because, I mean, we're sport guys.
Remember the Titans.
Yeah, I like that.
No doubt.
I don't know. Miracle's up there for me.
Yeah, that's a good one, too.
I wrote a paper on that from a sports psychology. And we had to watch, like, I got to choose which sport movie, obviously. I chose Miracle. Oh, my God. If you, like, watch that movie, like, with the perceptive of, like, doing, like, psychological things, it gets you, man. Like, hey,
yeah.
It motivates you. Like, you get pumped. And Coach Carter's good for that, too. Got any recommendations for the people out there? You know, stuff that you've seen in the past, maybe not be your favorite, but you're like, hey, other people may like this.
Fast and Furious. Harry Potter.
Oh, God.
The 100.
Oh, please don't say The Kissing Booth.
Tombstone. Kissing Booth.
One or two.
Both.
I wish everyone could have seen how serious you got there. You were laughing. You're going, Tombstone. One and two. Both. I got so dead serious.
They're both good, honestly.
I feel like I need a boo to watch that thing though with. I don't gotta watch it by myself. That's fair. And I definitely don't want to watch it with you.
That's unfortunate.
For who? You?
You.
No, not unfortunate for me. All I know is if I ever watch it down the road, I'm gonna video it and be like, where are you crying at in this thing? You'll know. I'm probably crying. You'll know. We good on time? We Gucci. Running good?
Yeah.
All right. So, a little sad. Hey, I said if we got 100 listeners on the Christmas episode, we do a little giveaway.
It's pretty sad.
Guess what?
We almost made it.
We almost made it.
But not quite. Not quite.
You know what? Hey, it's still Christmas time. So, you know what?
Heck with it.
No. Hey, if this one... And the Christmas one.
150.
Yeah. Combined 150. This episode and the Christmas one. Or even relatively close. If you get above 135. Because we're close.
Yeah.
I feel like we're close. 150 should be easy.
Should be.
Yeah. But hey, people may be like, I'm tired of listening to these guys. Please don't. Continue to listen. Hey, we're trying to do a giveaway. We're going to give you something. So, like I said... Listeners, 150 combined between this episode and the last one. Ethan's dying laughing at me right now. We're on Facebook and Instagram at the Vault_Pod.
Yes.
Please like on our page. Please follow. That's how we update everybody on what's going on. But that's how we'll update about a giveaway and all that. Because we, you know what? We're going to give something away, but it's just all in due time.
This is our pod.
This is nobody.
Nobody.
Hey, like I said, we got shirts. I'm rocking one right now.
I'm almost rocking one.
Except it's not anywhere near you.
No.
But if you guys are like, hey, I'd take a shirt or something, hey, let us know. We'll look into it for sure.
Heck, we might start selling logos.
Selling what?
Logos.
Logos?
Yeah. All stickers. Right. Yeah. Car stickers.
Koozies.
Koozies.
Oh,
what? Float trip? The vault float trip?
Oh, boy. Hey, that's business big trips? Plans. That's big plans. Anyway, the vault _ pod, Instagram, Facebook, please like. Apple, Spotify. Hey, guess what? I'm sharing this news with Ethan for the first time. We're going to go all platforms after this one. This one, dropping on all platforms. Google Pods, we're going to it. We're branching out, baby. We are branching out.
This is our pod.
Yes. You know why? We don't care.
Nobody.
Nobody. Anyway, we're branching out. Subscribe, rate, please. Like, do whatever you have to do. Follow. Make sure you turn those notifications on so you know when we post new episodes.
Yes, please.
Yes, turn those even Facebook, Instagram, turn those notifications on so you know when we post so you can see that. Like us. Hey, we wish you had a very Merry Christmas. I hope you guys had a very good Christmas and a happy holidays.
Yes, and we'll catch you after the new year.
Yeah, we'll be back in 2021. So happy new year.
Yes,
stay safe. Don't do anything dumb because you know why? You do anything dumb and you can't stay safe, you can't listen to the vault.
And that's just unfortunate for everybody that doesn't
listen. Yes, we don't
need
that. We need you to listen. We need you to be here. Stay safe. Other than that, we Gucci flip-flops.